How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you want an ATV, UTV, side-by-side motorcycle, e-bike, Yamaha golf cart, they are Michigan's newest distributor of Yamaha golf carts. They have everything you need. You can shop online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Good group over there. I got a little bit of a late start today. This is one of those days where I'm like 15 minutes late. I'm like, boy, there's not a lot that's developed that I can talk about. I mean, I always have something that I can talk about on a personal level, and today is no exception. But it's like, there's just not a lot happening. It's kind of like this, maybe it has to do with the lame duck session. I don't know if it's anything political. I mean, I don't know if I'd necessarily even talk about it. But welcome. I'm pretty sure that right now, your old pal EZ has zero Pooh Bear points. And I'm going to tell you what happened here. For those of you who don't know, Pooh Bear is my beautiful wife. And I think I am on her shit list. So I'm going to go over everything with you right now. And I'm sure you will agree. Maureen writes, 0 points equals cockhead. Okay. So from time to time, my clothes smell like mildew. My illustrious wardrobe of various hoodies or sweatpants. Kenny says, did you spend more time doing chores for the neighbor lady yesterday? No, it wasn't that at all. Matt drops, maybe you should hire a black guy to satisfy her needs. Thanks for that. None of those things apply here. So I just thought that's the way it is. I mean, I don't know why my clothes smell that way. I thought maybe they were being left in the washer for too long, you know? Like after they were washed, they stayed in there wet. Jeremy says, did you whip out the old, whatever you do, please make sure my clothes still stink after washing them. No, it wasn't like that, but you're getting closer. Now, it wasn't long ago that Pooh Bear said, oh, by the way, I know how to make them so that they don't smell like that. And I go, really? I didn't know that was a thing. And I guess that there's some things you can do, first of all, to the machine to make it so that the clothes don't come out smelling like that. And I still don't know why they occasionally come out smelling like that. I don't know. But there are some steps. You should clean the inside of the washer by running it with vinegar. And then when it comes to actually getting the smell out of the clothes, from what I understand, I had to research this today because I have to do my own laundry now. You have to put baking powder or baking soda, Arm & Hammer baking soda on top of your clothes before you hit start to get that smell out. But it's also a good idea to run the machine with vinegar once, and then the second time you put bleach where the detergent goes and run it a second time on the clean drum setting. David says it's probably long overdue for a cleaning. Yeah, I believe so. But so not that long ago, she said, yeah, I know how to do this, honey. And I said, oh, okay, that's very kind. Awesome. So she cleaned the inside of the washing machine, and then she redid the clothes so that they smell fresh. And I was like, oh, thank God, because I have like a bunch of hoodies. I just thought they're permanently bad smelling. I would have to throw them out. So that is very, very cool. So then today I put on a hoodie and I could smell the mildew or mold. I don't know which one it is. I could smell it, and it's faint, but it's enough that it's like, I mean, that's never a good thing. So I take it off, and then I grab another one and I go to put that one on, and it too smells that way. So I went into the bedroom and I said, honey, I'm going to need these rewashed. They smell like mildew. And I didn't say anything bad. This isn't the bad part. And she grabs them and sniffs them. And I said to her, I go, I have a very sensitive nose. I'm like a goddamn bloodhound. And even the faintest sniff of mildew, and it ruins me. And she smells them. And she looks at me and says, you are ridiculous. And I responded with, did I respond with A, no big deal, or B, I appreciate you doing all that you do, or C, learn how to wash the clothes? If you guessed C, you're correct. And then she responded with either A, okay, I'll try to do better, B, you're so silly, or C, fuck off, do your own clothes, with two middle fingers. If you guess C, you are correct. And she threw the clothes at me, and she started to cry, like her lip went, like, and I'll go, oh no, I made her cry, fucking shit. I go, I can't believe you're crying. So I heard her feelings, and she's really pissed. So then I walked away. I'm like, yeah, fine, I'll do it. Then it came time to making her lunch. I said, what would you like for your lunch? She says, I'll do it. I said, just tell me what you want for your lunch. Taco salad, yogurt, and a yogurt. I go down there, make the food. Prior to that, this is several minutes later, I'm walking to the room and I said, sorry I told you to do a better job clean, or I'm sorry I told you to learn how to do the laundry. And then I was walking through the room when I said that, and she did not respond. So I said, is that okay? Or did you hear me? She says, yeah, but it wasn't sincere, because you were walking out of the room when you said it. You did not look at me when you said it. So I came back in the room, and then I looked at her, and I said, I'm sorry, I told you to learn how to do the laundry. And then she said, Okay, like that. And then I turned around. I went downstairs. And I made her lunch. Aram says that apology basically is just another insult. So, I then went down, made the food. She came down, got her lunch, and left. She said goodbye to the NFK. I could hear that. She did not say goodbye to me. And she is out the door. I don't think I'm getting much assistance from the crew in the chat. As Kenny writes, at least she didn't say, I bet that neighbor lady I've been helping out knows how to do her laundry right. No, come on now. David says negative Pooh Bear points. Tophis says, nah, you fucked up, dude. When I was describing what I did, Tophis said, well, I mean, then he says, you basically said that her job is washing the clothes. Then he says, yeah, and that she doesn't do it right. Well, did you take a shit on her chest when she was sleeping? No, that's horrible. The best thing you could have done was apologize and say nothing. Yeah, I already read that one. And you might as well have called her the C word. Probably would have been less offensive. Wow, I don't know about that. Come on now. Frank Freebeer writes, welcome to the newest sponsor, Lulu Laundromat. So then I processed that information. I went into the laundry room and I cleaned the tub. I put vinegar where the detergent goes. I put it on the clean tub function. You know, it takes like almost 4 hours for it to do its job. My God. But you're supposed to do it every so often. And then when that is done at around noon, I have to do it again with the bleach. And then I have to wash my clothes. I guess this is a new thing that I have to do. Another chore. Okay. All right. Pick up the pieces, and that's the end of that. She really took it hard when I said, learn how to wash the clothes. I said nothing more. That is all that happened. She wrote, I am going straight to the YMCA after school. At 6:17 a.m. I let that percolate and I responded at 7:44 with, okay, have a nice day. No response. 10:14 a.m. I wrote, how many Pooh Bear points do I have? That was 15 minutes ago. No response yet. Aram writes, Pop Pop and McGregor Laundry Service. Rich said, if she did them correctly the first time, it wouldn't be an issue. No, I'm not gonna go that far at all. I think in the future, because, well, after she said, you're ridiculous, and I said, well, learn how to do the wash. And she got mad at me. I said, well, you called me ridiculous. She goes, I was kidding. And I'm like, okay. I tried to like make it so that it was that I could get offended by what she said, but she wasn't having it. She responded with 0 points. I don't think you even have a Pooh Bear at all with cry emoji. You know, not everybody gets a Pooh Bear. I responded with, oh dear, can I call quick? Did I say that? I don't even remember what I say anymore on this show. I've got the three dots telling me that she's typing something. She said in a few minutes she's in the middle of the gym. Jeremy says, oh no. Tyler says, oh no, your Pooh Bear account has been closed. Stevie says, flowers, maybe a foot rub. Nick, with the only loads you're going to be dropping is into the washer yourself. Tyler says, a response is good. She can't be that pissed. Tyler A. Tophis says, I'm telling you, apologize and just leave her alone. I did apologize. I apologized twice. Once when I was walking through the room, and then when I walked back into the room, when she said, that's not good enough, and looked at her and said, I'm sorry I told you to learn how to do the laundry. You know, she has one less thing to do right now, being that I now have to do my own laundry. And frankly, I welcome that role. I cannot wait to do my own laundry. Donut Dan suggests I dive in with both feet. Tell her while you're in the doghouse that you hate her cooking also. Okay, that's ridiculous. First of all, she doesn't cook. I cook. I make all meals for everyone. I make her lunch every day. Kenny says the real punishment would be telling you that you now have to do the NFK's laundry from now on. Did you know that when his clothes get dirty, he just gathers them up and throws them on the floor of the laundry room? He doesn't even put them in the fucking basket. He just throws them on the fucking floor. He's in a pissed off mood today, too, by the way. Those two wards. Typically, when he's walking through the room, first thing in the morning, he breathes through his mouth. So you can hear. And he's got this shitty look in his face. I'm like, uh-oh. So I always give him the old small talk. Hey, boy, it looks like crappy weather. And he gives me a, yeah. You know, usually it's some type of playful conversation. Instead, today, my playful conversation is, yeah, that new bird feeder, it doesn't look like the birds like it. Because Pooh Bear just bought a new bird feeder, and I put it together and put the bird seed in it and hung it up. And the birds are just now starting to get around to checking it out. You know, there had been seed gone for a long time. So they're like, ah, fuck you. But this one, it hangs from the shepherd's hook lower than the other one. He goes, I can't even see it. I can't even see the birds eating. It's too low. I'm like, oh God. Is it? Yeah, that new bird feeder, it looks pretty good. Does it? Did you? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, as predicted, Pellerito is losing his shit again. Okay? This is textbook of him sinking his claws into an unsuspecting victim. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. As soon as we get around to great food giveaway, and I have a great update about that coming up, by the way. Last year, with the stalking out the ladies at the corner, Sarah included, and then the second they turn their back as the great food giveaway is ending, he goes to their corner where they were directing traffic to say, hey, come get the free food. We're out of food. He's driven an hour and a half with his stupid Santa Claus suit to tell motorists to come get the free food. He was not invited. No one in our group talks to him. No one likes him. He's been gone for years. That whole pack of idiots left in a huff. No one wants anything to do with them. 1 year ago, dickbag shows up unannounced and uninvited and starts directing traffic back to Irvine's for motorists to come get food that we don't have. We gave it all away. This is classic Mike. He can't just let it go. Do you remember back when I exiled them on the great Zaniac Exodus and I said, get out. I don't want you here anymore. Fuck off. All of them. He wrote this long, dramatic note and referred to them as a garden of listeners, and I am the gardener. You grew a garden of listeners. We are the fruits. We are your garden. You are the gardener. Your hands have toiled in the soil for us to grow for you. It was so weird. It was icky, icky, icky shit. Well, since then, I haven't paid attention to these people at all. At all. All right? I don't know anything about these people. Out of the blue, this is Mike's attempt to get, like, somehow talked about on the show. And congrats, you've done it. I am describing this ridiculous, harassing behavior. Out of the blue, he reaches out to Sarah, who he has no relationship with. He's never had a relationship with her. She hasn't talked to him in years. No one in our group has, because no one likes him. Big deal, whatever. What the fuck? She has a video from like years ago of the great food giveaway where there's various clips of her urging people to stop and, hey, stop and get some food. It's Sarah's video. Mike pulls the audio from that video that she already has and sends it to her. Hey, I did this for you. I found this audio clip. And he leaves her like a voicemail through Facebook Messenger.
Hey, I'm here, and these were good times. Just telling you, hi, friend. I'm here for you, and hey, it's good to catch up with a friend.
And she's like, what the fuck? What is this? What is going on here? Why are you? Huh? And she said that she got it at like 10:30 at night on like Monday. So she reaches out to me. She's like, yeah, what is going on? Time out in this story, because the multi-talented Dana Bentz is here.
Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
See you, Dana. It's good to have you here. Dana's a nice lady who reached out to me. Do you remember some time ago, ladies and gentlemen, in this podcast when I talked about how some lady named Dana Bentz, who I don't know, reached out to me asking me for some insight as to what I do here on the podcast? And I said to you, I have no idea what this is about. And you were all like, ooh, boy, what's this all about? What's going on? And then I sat down and we talked for several minutes about how this podcast came to be. And she was kind of like picking my brain and she's working on a project. And if you remember, I told you on the show that I reached out. I go, yeah, what's this all about? And she didn't really tell me anything. So I went into the meeting. I had no idea what this is about. And then I finished the meeting and I still have no idea what this is about. But I think she's working on something big. So, but I don't know what. And so Dana says, oh, my God, the chat already knows who I am. Well, yeah, I had when we talked, I talked to you about how a lot of what happens away from the podcast makes the podcast. Okay? A lot of storytelling. So, yes, you had been talked about. But I ended my conversation saying, yeah, so we had a long talk. And then I said, I have no idea what this is about. And I can't wait to find out. So then today, I see that you followed me on Twitch. I was like, and I didn't, it didn't come together in my brain right away. I was like, why do I know that name? Why do I know? And I went, okay, now I got it. So here we are. And I still don't know what the hell you're up to. But I'm sure it's fun. You're a nice person to talk to. Glad you're here. Tyler says, quote from EZ, I'm not sure what she's working on. All I know is she needed my social security number, birth date, and home address. Well, welcome. This chat group is, these are the ones who get my show live. It's not a ton of people, but they're very active and very fun. But like we talked about, the majority of my audience is listening to the pre-recorded podcast. This becomes my podcast. Kenny already being weird with she's cute with a great smile. That gets a follow from me. What are you doing? She's been here like 30 seconds. You're already hitting on her. Unbelievable. Anyway. Where was I in this story? Oh, yeah. Mike reaches out to Sarah, and he's like,
oh, just getting in touch with an old friend. How are you, old friend? Here's a video, audio I got for it. She's like, what? What is going on? Huh?
So she reaches out to me, and she goes, what is he doing? And I said, I don't know, but there's always something cooking. You can never tell with this guy. I don't know. I don't know. But rest assured, I'm going to mention this dynamic. And so she didn't care. You know, Sarah's pretty cool. Fast forward last night. 6 p.m. I get a phone call. And I'm like, hello? She goes, oh, my God, he's crazy. He's crazy. I'm like, uh-oh. And I guess he wrote her another a manifesto similar to the Garden of Listeners.
All right. Pellerito can't just take a hint. He did the same thing with me when I was like, all right, I've had enough of you losers. I'm tired. I'm tired, and I don't. This is not your show. You don't own anything here. You're an audience member just like everybody else. Okay? Enough. I've had it. Get out. Don't come back. Then I got the Garden of Listeners manifesto. Now Sarah's going to get this. More unwanted connection. More unwanted communication. These people are the authorities on this. They won't let it go. You know, after years of people harassing me, coming to my house, calling me, sending me unwanted mail, just so much stuff that makes me like constantly looking over my shoulder. It comes as no surprise that Sarah ignoring him, resulting in a conversation with me, resulting in me describing the stupid behavior, turns into yet another bit of correspondence. He can't just say, well, all's well that ends well. Now, of course, I'm going to talk about it. I talk about everything. So Ding Dong, who probably watches and listens to everything on this show, he's probably subscribed on Patreon under a fake name. I can't prevent that from happening. Now he's all butthurt, and he sends a five times as long bit of correspondence to Sarah with, I was just being friendly, and you hurt me, and now I'm hurt, and now he's gonna talk about this, and oh, woe is me. Dude. God. For new members of the audience, you're just now being... I'm giving you more description than you need about this guy to know what he's all about. Okay, this is someone who this was the guy who, when I got fired, I was walking onto the ice at the Griffins game a couple days later, and he's at the penalty box with a sign saying "I love you, Eric" or whatever the hell it was, crying. He's crying, and I'm like, ugh. Now it was at that point that I should have given him the finger and said, sorry, you're too weird for me. But I let him dig his claws in. All right? I should have never have done that. I should have let all those wackos, I should never have let them into my house. These wackos helped build this studio. All right? This is before the bait and switch happened. But as time passed, it got more and more involved. And they were like bogarting the chat. It was awful. And people left in droves. It turned out to be less than this is. It was the worst. And then it came to a point where it was like, all right, I can't take anymore. And there, when we collided and there was a big blow up years ago. And then that was it. I haven't heard from them since. Tyler says, do you think they installed hidden cameras when they built the studio? I guess it's possible. My God. All right, I'm going to try to reach out to Pooh Bear here. And then he said, he said to Sarah, something along the lines of, I don't want this to get...
Hello, you have reached...
I don't want this... God, what was it? I don't want to make a big deal out of this or something to the effect of, I don't want this to be dramatic. And then Sarah's like, well, then why did you fucking send this message? This alone does it. It puts it over the hill. Nick says, easy, had to turn liberal just to get rid of them. I am not liberal. I'm far from it. Just because I voted for Harris and Walz does not make me liberal, you ding dong. So now I'm just wondering, what is next? Is he still, is he going to continue with, and she said, she goes, well, he can't reach me now. I blocked his ass. So that's what you have to do to get this wacko, to get off of this wacko's radar, is you have to block him from social media. It's like, he can't just go away. Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that. He says, easy, your mic is a little bit off since trying to call. I appreciate you looking out for me. You're very kind. All right. I have an update on the great food giveaway. Now, for those of you who are thinking about this, I love the fact that we have an army of volunteers to give all this food away. By the way, Chris writes, new material for weeks now on the Boomer Bunker. I don't think that's on anymore. I think that went away. I haven't heard hide nor hair from that show in probably 6 months. The Great Food Giveaway is Friday, December 20. I would love it. I would love it if you showed up. Now, I don't want Mike to show up, and I hope he won't. I hope he gets the idea and the hint that no one here likes you. Oh, here she is. Hello.
Hi.
I was just talking with the audience about today's eventful start.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you on a horse right now?
No, I'm walking down the hall and I have a drink with ice in it. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
The ice is jiggling.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a horse.
Not on a horse. Okay.
Everybody says that you're pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to confirm that.
Yeah.
I told a part of the story where I apologized, and the first one wasn't good enough.
Hang on a second.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks. Go ahead.
About the first apology was a problem.
Yeah.
And the second one, was the second one also a problem?
Kinda. It wasn't sincere. You were just saying it to make yourself.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I said it didn't sound sincere.
Okay, so I'm so sorry that I told you to learn how to do the laundry. That was not nice.
No. Okay, I gotta go though because I'm walking into class. And then I have to take Ryan to get his meds.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Chris says, this is awkward. LOL. Piano Fingerbanger says, ask her if she knows where the dog leash is. I don't get that. Aram says, what kind of apology restates the insult? Wait a minute. I don't get it. That was the offense, right? Is that not good? Am I missing how to apologize? I thought that, like, you know, if you do something wrong, you apologize for it. please, can someone shed some light as to maybe try to figure out what Aram is saying, or maybe Aram can restate it. Best not to restate it word for word, I think. Does everybody else have that idea when it comes to an apology? What are you supposed to do? I'm sorry that I was mean. Oh, I see what you're saying. So that's I had never heard this before. I thought that when you do something wrong, you apologize for it. There's a lot of, I'm learning a lot about apologies. One, don't be walking through the room. Two, if you apologize, you have to do it sincerely, I guess. But I could have sworn I was. And then I did it just there. Aram says Zane is only saying that he is sorry he told her how to do the laundry. Mm-mm. I said, I'm sorry I told you you were terrible at doing the laundry. Or, I'm sorry I told you to learn how to do the laundry. That was the insult. He is apologizing about the fact that he told her, not that he was wrong about his judgment of her laundry habits. Well, isn't that the same thing? All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to rethink that. Maybe I'm doing it all wrong. She seemed to take it okay, though. Tyler says a good wife apology requires an intro, a body, and a conclusion. The thesis statement should include why you were wrong, followed by the body of what led up to the incident. Then you conclude with, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Tophus says she did not take that okay, LOL. Aram says she apparently is used to shitty apologies. Kenny says, I don't think she enjoyed the phone call very much from the sound of her voice and all that was said. No, I don't either. I do not detect that she liked any of that. But she did call me. I mean, she didn't have to call me back, but she did. So
that's good.
She didn't have to do that. But all right. Well, I guess. Okay. Let me ask you this. Based on what you now know, and based on what has happened on the phone call, would you think that I am in a worse spot now or a better spot now? Tophus says that she maybe not expect to be on the air. No, she knows that she's on the air just because of the time. She might have been hoping for a better apology, but she just got a third shitty apology. I'm in the same spot. Chris says, same spot. David, not better. Tophus says, I think you are in the same spot. Not worse, but not better. Chris says, I have to buy her sushi dinner. Matt says, I think I should start building my dating profile. Kenny says, flowers, favorite meal, or favorite restaurant for dinner. No, that's too much. That is too much. Tophus says he's going to ask AI to make an apology for you. Tyler says, not only do you have zero Pooh Bear points, but your Pooh Bear credit score has also taken a massive hit. Let me ask you this. Do you think it would be a good idea to have her call back and then do it all over again? Is that what I need to do? Or should I just do nothing? I'm thinking that nothing. Rebecca says yes. Stevie says leave her alone. Everybody else is saying leave her alone. Piano Finger Banger says yes. Kevin says call her back. Chris says it's awkward on here. Just chat to her when you get sushi. This is Tophus's AI apology. Dear Pooh Bear, I want to sincerely apologize for what I said earlier about doing laundry. I realize my comment was hurtful and disrespectful, and I deeply regret saying it. It came across as unkind and dismissive, and that's not at all how I want to treat you. You do so much, and I should be showing you appreciation and support, not making thoughtless remarks. I've reflected on my words, and I understand how they might have made you feel undervalued. I'm truly sorry for that. Please know that I respect and love you, and I will work on being more thoughtful and considerate with my words moving forward. With love, your name. That's a good apology, but she'd never believe that was easy. Yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing that. This is ridiculous. All right. Let's move on. Where was I? When it comes to the great food giveaway, the more people that are there helping give away the food to those less fortunate, the better. So we're going to have 150 meals at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Boxed. In each box will be a giant ham, a 5-pound bag of potatoes, gravy, rolls, corn. We put the bag, we put it all in the box. People drive up. We put the food in the car. No questions asked. Off they go. We'll also have support from Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. They have free pet food for us to give away. And because of your kind donations, we will be giving away feminine hygiene products, which sometimes folks who might be in a bad spot cannot afford those. That was Megan's idea. A lot of this is Megan's idea. I'm just kind of like the eye candy of the whole damn thing. And I talk about it here. Since we last talked, now we have 2 days of fundraising behind us. I will have for you a link to Megan's wish list. I'll talk about that in a second. And we'll also have the information about how you can contribute to the great food giveaway. Oh, I got an update for you. Remember when Tophus said she didn't know that she was on the air? She wrote, sorry if that sounded weird. I didn't know I was on the air. I thought you were just calling to apologize, so I was taken off guard. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.